The state is reporting progress in Galena as the community cleans up from major flooding. The ice jam flood earlier this month damaged and destroyed many homes and other buildings, forcing the evacuation of most of the village's 400 residents. The State Division of Emergency Management says power has been restored to most areas of Galena, fuel service has resumed, and the local public radio station is back on the air. The road to the Galena landfill remains impassable, and a hazardous materials team is working on containment, assessment, and cleanup. Most evacuated Galena residents remain in Fairbanks, Anchorage, or other communities. Galena's boarding school, a former Air Force facility inside a diked area protected from the flood, is serving as a shelter for residents who did not evacuate, as well as housing emergency responders. State Response Manager Claude Denver says the school facility, which includes rooms and a dining hall, is ideal.
Not many communities have a unused little city that could be turned on. So we're like, okay, so we considered ourselves fortunate.
Galena school employee Ben Velasco says operation of the dorms, normally closed for maintenance in the summer, has been ramped up.
Turned our student dormitory into our place where people stay while they're here in Galena, kind of a hotel, if you will, for evacuees and our refugees, and also for the workers that come in and the Red Cross folks and all those people.
Velasco says the dorms, which also have laundry facilities, are providing the basic necessities.
Housing, hot showers and clean towels and bedding, and then we also provide shower facilities for, there's some folks who are staying in their homes still, some homes they can get too damaged, they get livable still.
Velasco says the dorms can handle more than 300 people, depending on the number staying in each room. Officials are stocking the school with sufficient supplies to support the return of flood evacuees. City and tribal leaders plan to implement a return plan this week when local conditions are deemed safe.